Most scientists think the buildup of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere is contributing to climate change. Researchers at the UW-Madison College of Agricultural and Life Sciences estimate a typical game day generates the emission of 1,170 tons of carbon dioxide. Electricity used for stadium operations and fans driving to and from the game contribute to carbon emissions. Senior Associate Athletic Director Vince Sweeney says the athletic department's partnership with the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences helps highlight sustainability efforts on campus.
It's an effort on our part to take advantage of the visibility of an athletic department to help send a message that all of us need to be aware that we have to look at what we're doing and how we're doing things.
Sweeney adds student volunteers have recycled 2,000 pounds of plastic water and soda bottles since the football season began. The College of Agricultural and Life Sciences is also holding a bioenergy summit this week focused on sustainable energy. Associate Dean Ben Miller says the events will show how Wisconsin is a leader in developing new ways to meet energy demands. Miller adds an anonymous donor allowed them to fund other projects like tree plantings that will offset the football game's carbon emissions. UW is the first among Big Ten universities to focus on environmental issues during a football game. Christina Clarkson, Wisconsin Public Radio.